Coach on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes with MLB stars of the game. I'm over here in the White Sox locker room. I got the man here, TR. How we doing?
We're doing well, doing well.
Introduce yourself for me.
Trevor Richards, pitcher, reliever. I'm from Southern Illinois. Just enjoying my time here.
Southern Illinois?
Yes, sir.
So we call you Chicago boy, huh?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. It's a little ways down there, but Illinois boy.
What's this been, your experience been like here?
It's been good. It's been a lot. It's been kind of a roller coaster up and down through my whole career, but overall, it's been good. And still, I mean, I'm getting paid to play a game, so it's all good. I still get to live the dream and keep chasing it.
So, where did it start? Where did this dream start from?
As a kid, I've always played baseball. I played soccer, played basketball all growing up, all the way through high school. But baseball was always the one that kind of stuck for me and. Just kept playing it, loved to play it, and just kept on playing.
Soccer and basketball, so my audience think you was an athlete or something?
That's what I was trying to get at.
So, I mean, you're from Illinois. I mean, I got to ask the obvious question. You growing up, were you a Sox or Cubs, right?
I was a Cardinals fan.
Oh, you ain't going weird with that one.
I'm down there. I'm only 30, 45 minutes from St. Louis, so... That was a closer team. I could go to games. It's 4.5 hours up here, so it was easier to go to St. Louis games than it was Chicago.
We might let you slide. Every kid's dream of playing in the big league. They see you guys, they think you guys get drafted, you're in the big leagues the next day. What's the dudes you have to pay to get here?
It took a while. I was not drafted. I went to indie ball after college, signed out to indie ball, and went to the minor leagues there and made my debut a couple years after that. So I was not drafted. I just kept playing. I love playing the game. After I graduated college, I didn't feel like I was done yet. I feel like I had a little more in the tank. So I went to indie ball and played there for two half seasons and got signed out of there. So it's been a road.
So you just could turn this game loose.
I couldn't. Yeah.
So what did you do? What was your key? I mean, scout, we look for the 5-2s of the games. Pitching, we look for movement, velocity, control. I mean, what was the key that got you over the hump?
I was a starter for most of my life, and until I was my debut, my first 2 years in the big leagues, I was a starter as well. Then transitioned to the bullpen. So as a starter, I didn't throw super hard. I was 90. But I had decent off speed and could locate. So I was just kind of, as a starter, I was just locating fastballs and throwing changeups. So just trying to keep hitters off balance, kind of pitching old school in a way.
So you didn't get drafted, you got signed out of indie ball, independent ball. So you must have been the man.
I wouldn't say that.
You got somebody's attention.
Yeah, right.
So I mean, in that journey that you were going to the big leagues, how much adversity did you face?
Yeah, I mean, everyone faces adversity in this game, especially it's kind of built in. You're built to fail in this game, so just kind of taking the punches as you go, and just keep putting your head down and putting in the work.
So when you get that call, you're going to the major leagues. All of a sudden, you find out it's a whole different world. First of all, coming to the ballpark and you find out it's a tunnel to get to the locker room. Most fans don't even know that. Then you walk in this locker room and you see all the amenities in there. You got to think you're down with the average.
Oh yeah, for sure. Those first couple—it takes a couple years probably to get used to it all. So it's what people dream of. It's dreams, little kid. I remember playing in the backyard and thinking I was in the big leagues then. So it's make dreams are made, and it's cool to see and just kind of see everywhere.
And they got a few ceiling. You got to send chills down your spines to be out on the field, yeah. And 20,000, 30,000 fans screaming and hollering and cheering.
For sure, yeah, for sure. It's really cool. I'm very grateful and honored, and it's pretty cool.
So how did you wind up with number 43?
No story there. My when I debuted, they gave me I was 63, and then my couple years after that, I just flipped the numbers and went to 36. And then when you get into my shoes, where I bounced, this is my 10th organization. So when you get traded, you just kind of see what numbers are available and pick one. There's no story behind it.
10, so you say see and try to see all 30.
I'm trying. Yeah, I don't know if I got that in me, but.
Last question. You get that call, you're going to the big leagues. Walking locker room for the first time, seeing you. I mean, what was that feeling like?
It's great. I mean, as soon as you walk in there, it's just like it's hard to picture what a big league clubhouse looks like until you see it. So, it's a memory I'll remember forever.
And that big league crew totally different from minor league.
Oh yeah, yeah. Especially back then. Now minor leagues get better food, but back then it was a big difference.
Oh, you came up with that peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Torrey Hunter told me about that. Yeah. Coach with the man, T.R.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.